Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Journey into the Light. We're glad that you are here for a Thursday night. And I am your host, Michael Long, and we have a great guest for you here. Joshua Darnell is joining us here. He's going to be taking your phone calls, intuitive readings, coaching, and we'll be taking calls mainly on relationships, but you know, anything you need help and guidance and direction. And Josh is so awesome in helping you and centering where you're needing help in your life, and really making those changes in your life. And I know Josh has been on my shows now, gee whiz, almost close to 4 years, and he is really remarkable, really is. So call into the show. to speak to Josh, the number is 347-884-8245. And then press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And there you go. So press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And I just want to say, as I've been saying all night here, is we're doing a special, like almost, I guess you would use the word emergency fundraiser for our dear friend Melvin, Melvin Mitchell, who lives in Georgia, a longtime caller, listener of this show for many, many years. And he's really had a tough road as far as the year ago, his son was shot, and then after lingering in the hospital for a year, he died. I couldn't imagine that. I hope I don't ever have to imagine that. And then after that, his life just kind of fell apart, and he's been in the hospital. He's been injured at work. Now I found out this afternoon on our afternoon show that his power has been cut for a while, and Melvin is on some medical equipment that requires electricity, and he's without those services. So Melvin's electric bill is $300 that I am really trying to put together. Are my listeners, my guests, to raise $300 tonight. And so far, we're down to needing to raise $180. And I know Jennifer Taylor from LA Talk Radio, my co-host from Quantum Touch, is going to be donating also. She always does, and is a big help in my homeless project. And we've had other guests donate as well already to, I personally have donated $50. I can't ask others to donate if I'm not going to myself, but Kendra from our Sunday show has donated. Bonnie, my producer, has donated. Helen from the Ukraine. Yeah. Helen from the Ukraine, has donated $50. So it's a start, right? And I know we're going to get there. So if you're listening to this right now, right on the show page, there is a link for Melvin's GoFundMe account. You'll see on that. It's the original one that he has used when his son was rushed to the hospital and in the hospital. Melvin is a former Marine and served this country. And after being getting out of the Marines, he worked in healthcare. I remember years and years ago when he was working in the healthcare field and helping patients and so cared for them and was really a shining light. And I know Melvin told me this afternoon he's gone to all the services there in his area. He's gone to the churches. No one can help him. And his family can't. And I think it is our core being. To say we're spiritual and say that, I think the core of spirituality, if it doesn't have the foundation, the floor of helping one another, then it's broken. It can't grow. It can't grow. It's got to have that foundation. Just like this show, Journey in the Light, spiritual show, it has the foundation of helping you guys, the listener and the callers, because people always ask me, especially new people, why do I do the show? It's really simple. It's to help the listeners. There is no other reason I do this show. It's to help. And God, my heart goes out to people. I mean, since December, we started a homeless project. And I was helping some homeless people today. I love it. I wish I could do that all the time, to be honest with you. But I love that I'm doing both. I've always wanted to help the homeless. Even before I started this show, didn't know how exactly to do it. But over the new year, I was, and then last December, was thinking, how can we do this? And, you know, Journey Light's got a big voice. It's got a big reach. And but tonight we're focusing on Melvin. So please use the link that's on the show page and make a donation of love. We're only $180 away. That's not far. That's not far. I know we can do it. So please. And I thank you for listening. And again, the number to call into the radio show to speak to Josh is 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. And let's bring on my friend and the amazing Joshua Darnell to the show. Welcome back.
Hey, Michael. Good to be back.
Good to have you here, man. It's been a while. Yeah. What's your take on giving and donating and helping out?
I mean, what I was going to say first is just, you know, thank you so much for your heart and just, you know, your care for your listeners and for people. You know, and from a metaphysical standpoint, you know, we can never have what we don't give away. Because in essence, you know, the whole idea of giving tells the universe that we know that we have. And it's only in constriction, it's only in holding on to things that we actually demonstrate to the universe that we don't have it, that we're in fear of losing it. And so we manifest, you know, from our third chakra, from our subconscious and from our emotional body. And so the people that say, oh, well, I can't, I've got this, I've got that and whatnot. Well, you know, give anything that you can. And it doesn't have to be with Melvin, but it can be with just wherever you feel your passion. Because if we are to step into this spiritual path, giving is a big part of that. And so it's very important.
Okay, it looks like we lost Josh. Okay, hang on, everybody. Stay where you're at. We're going to reconnect with Josh here. And so just stand by here. We're going to just dial him in right to the show. How about that? You get to see what I do when I call my guest into the show. Here we go. Let's just dial the digits. Here we go.
Hello?
Okay, Josh, you're back live on the show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking. And
yeah.
I didn't know we got disconnected. Sorry about that.
No problem. Sorry about that. you're back live. So go ahead.
Man, I went on this whole thing. What was the last thing you heard me say? Sorry about that.
Oh, gosh. I can't.
So basically what I was just saying was just that those of us that are on the spiritual path, it's so important that we do give, because giving is a part of manifestation. You know, we cannot actually manifest our abundance unless we are in the vibrational field of giving to others. And the way that that happens is that we actually manifest from our third chakra, from our emotional body, from our subconscious. And so when we hold on and when we're in constriction, then that's actually demonstrating to the universe that we actually don't have. And when we actually give away, then that's actually demonstrating to the universe that we do have. And so that's how it works. And for me, you know, I run a very small financial company, but you know, I've got 5 people on my team, but you know, the thing that we talk to our clients about, not only do we talk to them about life insurance and proper investing and all these, you know, great things that you hear, with any type of, you know, big firm, but we also physical level as well, from a very spiritual level, because God is everything. You know, God is in everything. And so we want to look at God and how God shows up in every single aspect.
Josh, we're losing you again.
Every single aspect of emotional being. So when we look at God.
Josh, you there?
Well, housing is a big part of that. You're giving away 10% and also
Josh, can you hear me?
I have 10% back to myself, you know, in terms of my investments and, you know, into the stock market and other investing vehicles. And so it's a
Josh?
Very valuable practice for me because, you know, every month, you know, I get to look at my books and look at how much I made and look at the 10% because I actually have my own checking account. And so it's a beautiful practice for me because then
hello, Josh.
Because obviously I'm committed to, you know, certain people and certain organizations, you know, with the majority of that money, but then there's usually, you know, a couple hundred that's left that I get to actually pick out of the bank and hold it to my heart and meditate and say, you know, to the universe, hey, this is your money, you know, who is this going to? And it's just a fabulous practice where I really just get to listen, you know, and actually hold it in my
Josh
and wait in the universe.
Josh,
hello.
Josh, you're going. We're losing you back and forth. I don't know if it's your mic, but now you're back fully. But
okay, cool. Yeah. So what I was just saying was just that it's a very great experience where, you know, listening to the universe in terms of how, in terms of who I'm supposed to give this money to. And it really becomes very motivating in terms of making money because then it doesn't become, oh, I want to make more money for myself per se, but I want to make more money because then I can give more. And the other side of that too is that, you know, what I was saying was just that because I have my own checking account just for my tithing, is that when that's at zero, well, then I get to also utilize my sacred no. And so this is where money becomes such a beautiful teaching tool, you know, because God uses everything in the world to help us in our spiritual evolution. And there are some people that say, hey, you know, I give weight probably way too much. Well, then that's also not healthy for the individual either, because sometimes we need to utilize our sacred no. And that's why I love doing financial counseling, because when I can see someone's books, when I can see someone's budget and see the things that they're spending money on, then I really see where they're at, and I can really focus then on where some of those imbalances are, because all money is just energy. And when there's a lack of energy, then a lot of times when there's a standstill to say, okay, well, I'm not making as much money as I want to, you know, I'm not paying the bills or whatever it is. Well, then a lot of times that means that there's a spiritual awakening that's wanting to happen so that I can move forward, you know, in my spiritual evolution. Because when money starts to slow down, it's an energetic slowdown that kind of tells us that we're not, that we are not being open to our next spiritual evolution. And I don't want to say that that's 100% the answer, but a lot of times that's what's taking place. And so so that when there's a lack of money, we want to really kind of evaluate and say, okay, well, what am I not being aware of? Because the universe wants to always give us everything that we need. And it's usually when we're blocked in some sort of fashion, why we're not able to receive. But with that said, sometimes we incarnate and we have these, you know, type of situations where we are really just on this planet to demonstrate to others that to give them an opportunity to give. And so it's not always that something's wrong with someone in terms of why they're not making money, but it's because it may just be a spiritual teaching for those of us that have the opportunity to give. And so, for example, you know, right now there's a lot of people, you know, on Skid Row that are homeless and all that, like your great project that you're doing right now. Well, we don't ever want to go into a blame game thing of like, oh, it's your fault and what are you not opening up to or those type of things. But we look at it more as, oh, okay, this person needs help. This is my brother. This is my sister. And I have now the opportunity to give. And as long as I'm within my own health in terms of my giving, meaning that I tied 10% and I'm giving back to the universe, then we are now in our own sacred yes, in our own manifestation presence. Do you want me to go on about that, Michael?
No, I love that because you know that's the thing is that sometimes, and I've heard it earlier this week, to my surprise, someone was saying, well, you know, we just don't know who to give, like talking about the homeless, because mm-hmm. sometimes you'll see them with Crocs on or something like that. And it's like, my God, the Goodwill people are generous and they give suits. They give really nice stuff. I've seen plenty of homeless people in suits and all this that was given to them. But the point is, as you were saying, we don't judge. Like when I go in the street and I help people, I don't judge. I don't. I see someone in need, I help, because what's on me is, will I give? It has nothing to do with that person. That could be an angel in disguise, and it could look like a, you know, it's just not us to judge at all. It's a coming up. And I think when we do that, we make those excuses for ourselves why we don't give. Well, they're just taking a bottle. They can get a job. They, you know, and before you know it, you know, we ain't giving nothing. And I just so don't buy into that. We just don't judge. We don't exactly. know what their stories are.
Exactly. You know, it reminds me of that song. I forget the artist, but it was called, you know, what if God was one of us. And and that was really a beautiful song because it's so simple and so metaphysically true in the sense of well, if I knew that the person on the street was God or Jesus incarnated, well, would I give? Well, of course. Like there'd probably be a long line of people that would definitely give. Well, in reality, that's what's true though. Is it what we call God is emanating in all life forms in various parts and having various experiences to know itself. Because, you know, the New Thought teachings, you know, the whole secret teachings and all that, that stems from New Thought. And New Thought is all about the idea that there's only one. And you know, one presence, one love, one God. And we are all beautiful prisms of that energy shining through, you know, our own conscious lens. And so when we do pass by someone that's homeless or when we do pass by someone in need, that is God and that is Goddess, you know, crying for help. And, you know, and then you get into, well, you know, I mean, right now we're talking about giving and all that, which, again, giving is a part of metaphysics. It's very important if we're going to say that we're spiritual, it's very important that we do practice tithing. That's a very important part of stepping into the law of manifestation. However, also the other thing is, you know, because a lot of my clients too, they give way too much. And so there also has to be a balance in that. And that's why, you know, I like to, you know, have my own checking account with it. I like to have my own, category with it where I'm actually budgeting my tithing as well, you know, so that I'm in alignment with my yes and as well as my sacred no. And that's where we can keep energetically strong.
Yeah, that's beautifully said. If we are truly spiritual, you know, we have to tithe, we have to give, and like you said, not too much. But you know, I've really gotten into this homeless project, Josh, here lately, and I tell you, I'll just be straight up honest. You know, it's not like my radio show business has just gone gangbusters lately, but it has really gone really well the past couple of weeks. And mm-hmm. I mean, I'm finding new outlets to reach people and all that, but still, it's right. still really going really well. So like you're saying, exactly, the more you make, the more you want to go, you know, and so I want to make more to help more. And, and I love this being both. It's obviously a business. It has to be, otherwise I couldn't do this just like anybody else. But at the same time, it's also a outreach, not just the show with the callers, but now the homeless people, and gosh knows, you know, where we're going to go next with this. I mean, doesn't have to be just the show is what I did finally determine at the end of the last year. We can be so much more. I mean, you know, if we all come here and say we're all spiritual, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what's beautiful. And the whole thing is, it's always check in to say, okay, well, where am I giving from? So obviously you're giving from your heart. And there's many gurus, there's many, you know, incredible stories of people, you know, that are just constantly giving 24/7, like Amma, you know, going around the entire world, giving her hugs and feeding people and all this type of thing. There's so many stories of these people that are just constantly giving, constantly giving, but they're coming from a place of love. And that's really what matters. It actually doesn't matter about the giving. What matters is where we're coming from when we give. And where a lot of people run into problems, you know, on a metaphysical level is that they'll come to me and they'll say, well, I'm spiritual, I'm meditating, I'm praying, I give everything to people, you know, I sold my house and I gave to people. I mean, some radical things because they felt like, you know, spirit told them to and all this type of thing. But it's always about, well, where am I coming from when I give? And oftentimes what I find out in my financial counseling, as well as just, you know, being a psychic and doing, you know, relationship counseling and so on, is that people are too oftentimes actually giving from I have to rather than their heart. And that's really where, when we give from the I have to, the universe doesn't see that as, oh, you gave something. The universe actually sees that as separation. You know, the universe actually sees that you're actually compromising yourself. And I'm not talking about you, Mike. I'm just talking about these clients in general. But that in essence, I'm compromising myself because I don't actually have value in myself, and I actually have to give to people so that I can be liked. You know, that's a very common thing that I run across. A lot of times with parents, you know, they feel like they have to constantly give to their children, even when their children are in their 20s and 30s, because that's the relationship that they've had with them, and they don't feel like their kids love them unless they do give to them. And you know, they're, you know, living at home, or they're not really, you know, manifesting and creating, you know, the life that they're supposed to have. So we have to really always ask, well, where am I coming from? Because if it's from love, then it's divinely oriented. But when it's out of, oh, I have to, or I need to, or I should, you know, those type of, when I'm saying those type of things, then there's usually a pathological motivation. And then that's really what we want to evaluate from. So, and that's really the bottom line of just metaphysics in general. When we talk about manifesting, we don't manifest from the mind. We don't manifest from our words. We only manifest from our state of being. And that's why it's so important to always, no matter what we do, when we have an intention to manifest more money or to manifest love or whatever it may be, that we're really checking in with our state of being around what we are intending for our life, because that's really where the breakthroughs happen. And going back to, you know, that whole idea, well, what if God was one of us? And really, again, from a metaphysical level, God is, you know, like we everywhere that we look at life, that is God, and everything is life. So we are constantly looking at God and God is, you know, so God is always reflecting back to us, you know, who we are. And that's really, you know, this whole point. And you know, and then we can go into like our country and really, you know, the fact that it is that, you know, the founders of our country, you know, said liberty and justice for all. Well, you know, ever since the industrial age, that the transcendentalists of Ralph Waldo Emerson, Walt Whitman, and Henry David Thoreau, they warned us about this industrial age in the late 19th century in their writings and their beautiful poems. And now we're seeing what the transcendentalists said would happen. And just that now we are serving the few. You know, the more money is in the top 5% than it is in the rest of the world. And that's an incredible imbalance, and that's why the system cannot last, because everything that is not everything that is not natural, and natural stems from nature. So when we are operating against our own nature, because our nature is to give, our nature is to love, and when we are operating against that, which we are right now as a country and as a world, we're operating against that, And every single one of us is at fault for that because we participate in a system that only serves the few. This system will not last. And, you know, and we'll either change it through insight or we're going to change it through pain.
Yeah. And it just shows you, you know, how we all have so much power to help people. I mean, people can think of, for example, people can think of this show as strictly just a radio show or a podcast, and that's all it is. But it's so much more, though. And people, whatever you're doing out there, talking to the listeners out there, you can do so much more. You can make great things happen for those less of, you know, a need. And because it's kind of like, you know, when we helped Melvin, I think like last year after his son died and he was about to be homeless and gosh, we don't need another homeless person on the street. And so we all came together in 10 days. And I think you remember this, Josh, and we raised $1,400 for Melvin and he called in and was basically crying. And I played that tape occasionally just to remind people what difference we can make in people's lives. But we all can do that, you know, just look at what we're doing and create your own, whatever, you know. I know a lady who calls in occasionally from, her name's Mary Lou and she's in New Orleans. She helps the homeless there in New Orleans. They're just not throwaways on the street, never, ever. And like you say, if it was God or an angel, there or Jesus, my goodness, it'd be a traffic jam. You could even get up there. People would be throwing so much money.
Yeah. They'd be jumping from the helicopters.
Yeah, they would.
I mean,
including
Trump.
Go ahead.
I don't know about him. I think he'd be like more like, oh, God
right.
came to praise me or something like that.
Yeah.
See, I become president and God comes down. You know, it's all because of me.
I was going to say that.
So, but anyway, you know, but again, you know, like the Bible tells us, you know, the last shall be first and the first shall be last. And that's where we really have to be. That's where we really want to, you know, stand for something. If we really want to be Christians or we really want to be spiritual, we really want to step into showing that we love God. We do have to be radical, and being radical is, you know, giving, you know, in this state of fear, you know, that our country constantly gives us propaganda of, you know, fear and lack. And so giving is a part of our nature, and being a part of our nature keeps us in the flow and therefore keeps us in the abundance of the universe. So, you know, in essence, when we're giving, you know, to others, we're really giving back to ourselves, and that's a metaphysical law, you know, and it works. There's no question that it works. When I started tithing, you know, my income grew tremendously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm seeing here, what I was mentioning, you know, like, and we'll take calls in just a minute, folks. So, but you know, it's kind of like I remember, you know, Daniel Brinkley, who's had the near death experiences, and when he came on my LA show, and he said when I had the life review. He said, Michael, it wasn't about others, what they did or what. It was only about Damian Brinkley, only about me, what I did and what I could have done and didn't do. And I thought that was really powerful. And that's what I talk about on my shows all the time. It's about us. It had nothing to do about, you know, them on the street, what they could or couldn't do. That's irrelevant. It's gone. What about us? Did we go help that angel? Did we go help Jesus? He was there.
Yeah.
He was in disguise. The Bible talks about that all the time. So,
Amen.
So,
I completely agree.
So, so you want to take a call here, Josh, and see who's on the line?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
Let's see who's on the line. And again, folks, the link for Melvin's GoFundMe link is right here on the show page. please make a donation. Anything you can give is of help right now. We're only, our goal was $300. Now it's already down to $110. So we can get it done tonight. So, and I'm determined we will. so get me started on something, Josh.
Amen. I love it. And just real quick, last thing I just want to say to this is that, you know, when people ask the gurus, over in India, how can I get closer to God? How can I connect with God? How can I, know God? All this, they always say, feed people, and help people. You know, serve people and help and feed people, and so it really is that service, and that really helps us connect, because, you know, this is another thing that maybe we can talk about on another show, but there's the universe is made up of sound and mass. Like, that's like everything in the universe comes down to those two fundamentals of math and sound. And math and sound are physical representations of two spiritual laws, which is the law and love. And the law is about how we manifest, and love is about how we connect. And so So in terms of learning about manifestation, because, ever since The Secret came out, everyone's been like, oh, I manifested this, da, 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 da. But that has nothing to do with love. That has nothing to do with connection. That has to do just with that you're stepping into divine alignment in terms of how you co-create your life. But it has nothing to do with love. But real love is giving. Real love is service. And how we treat our brothers and sisters is how we demonstrate the love that we have, for spirit. And that's really all that matters.
Yeah, very beautifully said. Totally agree. Okay, let's go to our phone lines here, and let's bring in our first caller. I think we got Nancy on the line. Welcome, Nancy. 434, are you there?
Oh, yes. Sorry about that. Thank you for taking my call. I just have a quick question. I learned over the weekend a new way to help me with my Reiki energy practice, and it seems to be working, and I wonder if this is going to be the charge I need to increase my energy healing.
Mm. Okay, so the first thing that I get is just your meditation is actually the most important thing, for your own connection. And if you're are you specifically asking more about your business as a Reiki healer?
Well, actually, yes, because when I do I do a lot of volunteer Reiki.
Right.
And the way of doing that, it goes on to others. So I just want businesses is maybe a too broad of a term. I want something that will increase my ability to do Reiki with and energy healing with other people.
Yeah. So with your energy, they're just showing me like really expansion,
yes.
I'd say like incorporate some yoga within yourself as well. But but your everything about you right now, you just want to be thinking expansion. So not just expansion in terms of your Reiki, but expansion in terms of your life, in every aspect of your life. Even like what we're talking about right now and just opening up, a little tithing, that's expansion. But really looking at your life spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, professionally, financially, and in relationships, and looking at how you can expand, because what your intention is, and they're showing me your heart right now, it's like your intention is to really give and to hold a lot of, and obviously as a Reiki master, hold a lot of love and have a lot of love and healing go through you. Well, we have to then prepare your body temple for that. And we have to then also prepare prepare your consciousness for that. And so it's about expanding in all areas of your life as you continue to expand in this powerful Reiki profession of yours. But yes, like you're on the right track. It's just, I feel like it needs to be opened up into all aspects of your life, and that's really where the gift will be for you. And even as I say that, they're showing me your third chakra. So it's like that idea of peace, confidence, belief, and knowing that it's not another human that gives you anything. It's divine source. And so, you know, that meditation and then the visualization. And really, this is how I started making a ton of money in my business, is every single morning I meditate, and then afterwards I say a prayer, and then I state my number one intention, and then I talk about, and then I state the money that I want to make in a month, and that's never failed me. I do that every single morning, and I'll say, this is, you know, I'll say something to the effect of, you know, help me to be open and available to serve, so that, you know, through my gifts and talents, I can make, you know, such and such money. And every single month it happens. And then I keep expanding it, and it keeps on working. And so that intention, you know, for you as a co-creator of your life will work. And then, you know, the mantra of, you know, help me to be open and available, you know, that's a powerful state of being open and available and for expansion. And then that really allows any emotional barriers or any forgiveness work or any false beliefs to be shown to you that need to be brought down so that you can expand into greater abundance as well as greater love and healing for other people.
Can I add one more thing to that?
Sure.
And to see how this will interact. I'm also a hospice nurse.
Hmm.
And so what I do many times is to combine my Reiki healing with helping people with their transition from this life to the next.
That's fantastic.
So what I'm finding with these new wonderful energy skills that I have been giving, it's really helping that, and I guess I need to be more open. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and if you're not already, you know, definitely market that as your niche for your business, because that's phenomenal. I mean, that's something that you know, not many people are doing. So, and that would be a phenomenal aspect to add to, you know, to that hospice
and
care.
And that's basically,
I mean,
that's, you know, what I'm doing. I'm doing a lot of pain and management, stress reduction, as well as, you know, helping people with their transition.
Yeah, that's
which
fantastic.
I believe is the biggest gift that the universe is allowing me to do.
Right. Yeah, and that's where I know a lot of incredible spiritual people that have these great intentions, but yet the money still doesn't come to them. And I'm not saying this is you, I'm just saying just in general. And the reason, though, why the money doesn't come to them, even though they have great intentions, great ideas, is because there's still forgiveness work and there's still a limited belief that's blocking them from their greater good. And so that's why it's not just about when we step into this healing process, you know, that's the love. We want to, you know, like what you're wanting to do is give the love that I spoke about earlier. But the thing of it is, the love has nothing to do with the law. And so I can be in full love, you know, of my service, but unless I actually incorporate the law, which is removing all obstacles and all blocks from my abundance, then I'm not going to have, you know, an abundant business. And that's why so many spiritual people, you know, have this experience of lack, because they keep on focusing on God, when that's just one part of, in order to step into law, we also must, you know, also look at our mental body and our emotional body to see where I'm blocking my abundance.
Well, thank you so much. Now I'm going to go and do a little bit of meditation. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful night.
God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, thanks for your call. And looks like we got time for one more call. 519. I believe Canada. Can we get your first name?
Karen. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm sorry. I just didn't expect it to be me. Thank you so much. God bless you. I was just listening, and my gift is painting, is artwork. Mm. And I have noticed in the last couple months that I have noticed a stop in the flow of finances. And, mm-hmm. you know, so I know that's linked to so many different things. Just not sure what it is, because I the more we make, the more we can help.
Yeah, amen. I mean, the first thing that came up for me with you is just, it's like the need for rest, you know, and the need for, like, emotional peace. And it's almost kind of like licking some wounds or something like this. And the second thing they showed me was just your family. So evaluate to see if there's kind of any emotional things that maybe are wanting to be moved, wanting to be released. You know, the other part of this is just that as we continue to expand, you know, people oftentimes think of it as like walking up a mountain, but it's actually not. We're actually not walking up anything. We're actually floating up to the mountain. And what that means is, the more that we can experience, you know, heaven on earth or experience our life in full abundance, it's really about releasing as much as we can. And so oftentimes when we hit a new level of our spiritual evolution, then something else needs to be released for us to continue to move on to the next level. And so we want to evaluate the emotional body. We want to evaluate our thoughts to really see, you know, where there may be, again, some forgiveness work there, or even some sacred no's, so that I can actually have healthier boundaries within myself. Because oftentimes, you know, if I'm giving too much of myself emotionally, then that's actually demonstrating to the universe that I actually don't value myself. And if I don't value myself, well, then that's going to reflect back in my finances. It's the biggest thing I'd say right now is rest, as well as evaluating your emotional body, and I would say, you know, utilizing your sacred no to make sure that you're staying in your own divine power.
I just got shivers. Oh my gosh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yes, and Michael, love you.
The last thing I just also want to tell you too, real quick, is like, because you're very sensitive, like you're showing me, like you're very very intuitive, like you're an empath and all that. Like, mm-hmm. like that's part of why you need to kind of have your own space too, to kind of protect yourself from energies around you as well. And so that's the other thing too. A lot of us that you know kind of have these gifts and whatnot, we're more affected because we're more sensitive of other people's energies and so forth. Mm-hmm. So we have to really do a lot of inner work and taking time away from people to really re-energize ourselves too.
That's so beautiful. I do work in the public, and by the time I get that opportunity to, you know, go into my heart to do my art, I'm exhausted. And so you hit the nail right on that. But I believe it's my art that's supposed to be my soul calling. So I'm just working out how to be able to do that.
Yes, and also recognize that you are your soul's calling. So a lot of us like say, well, this is my professional work and this is my soul's calling. That's actually not true. It's actually us that are our soul's calling. So, yeah, like, and that's why, you know, it said earlier, I talked about the seven dimensions of wellness. Well, our professional life is only one of the seven dimensions. And so our professional life can be, so our soul cares about all of our holistic aspect of how we're showing up as God and Goddess in flesh and in the flesh. And so it's not just about, the soul's calling isn't just about how I show up professionally, but it's also about how I show up, you know, in terms of my relationship with spirit, in terms of my relationship with others, in terms of my relationship with my mind, my relationship with my emotional body, my relationship with my physical body, my body temple, as well as my finances, and, you know, and as well as, you know, my profession, you know, obviously. So look at those, at all those aspects. You know, in terms of blossoming.
Ah.
Because,
wow,
because especially with you. I'm sorry?
That's fascinating. I've never heard it put that way before.
Yeah. Thank you, God. because especially with you, they're also saying the more that you can be in your body, because it feels like you have a lot of air in your chart as well. So it's almost like you can leave your body at times, and you, which is probably something you do, you know, when you're doing, you know, the artwork. But it's actually you want to recenter and get back in your body when you're done with the artwork. And it's actually you'll be much more centered and balanced, you know, by having these other dimensions of ourselves, you know, functioning in abundance as well. Because we're not linear, you know, and it happens with all of us. Like I'm better as a psychic, I'm better as a counselor, I'm better as a financial advisor when I'm working out, when I'm meditating, when I'm doing the other things in my life that help me feel glorious.
Ooh, that just resonates so deep. Thank you, God. Mm. Thank you. I you know, it's funny how you can hear something 100 times and then all of a sudden you pick up on it, you know, just being heard a different way. And I realize now I'm focusing so strong on one area that I, because I have been emotionally devastated in the last little bit with my children, that I stopped focusing on my health, my emotional body, my spirit, all of it. I just sort of took a step back and almost in wanting to give up, but knowing that that's not the answer. It's letting go, not giving up.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. You're a beautiful spirit, and thanks for being on this planet.
Thank you. Love you both. Mm-hmm. Thank you for doing what you're doing. God bless you.
Blessings to you, Karen.
All right. Thanks, Karen. Many blessings to you. And Josh, again, how do folks reach you? What is the your website and stuff?
Website is Dr. Joshua. That's drjoshua.org, drjoshua.org. And my number is also 310-310-8792.
All righty. Very good. It was really a great hour, Josh. That was so many people telling me they really sit back and enjoy and learn so much. So between the talk and the calls. And so anyway, you're fantastic. So
are you, Michael.
I see why you're so busy. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. It's always a joy to talk with you, man. I really, you know, appreciate your heart and just what you're doing, you know, for this planet. It's great. It's great to be part of it.
Thank you. Thank you. Very kind. Okay. Well, I'll let you go, and then we'll see you Monday for the political roundtable. So that will be fun.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. Thanks, Michael. Blessings to you, man.
All right, thanks.
And blessings
right.
to Melvin. Okay.
Yes. Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, I got to put on a different hat for that that show. but it's all good. It's all helping, right? Yeah. All right, folks. There is another show coming up here with Angel Kuzak, and she has a new taped show coming up. Never been played before, and she's excellent and learning and so forth. That's coming up at the top of the hour, so it's only a couple minutes away. Then I'll be live just tomorrow afternoon for an hour. We have two guests, so that's tomorrow. We'll start at 2:30 Eastern time, 1 hour, two guests, back to back. It is Thursday. It is the end of the week for me, basically. Tomorrow is just a short snippet of radio for me. An hour is nothing. But it's been a good, hearty week, that's for sure. So, okay, yeah. People are incredible. People are incredible. I mean, I have sent so many messages to some friends and guests who to help with the donation to Melvin. I think we're going to go over the 300, which would be fantastic to help Melvin out. He sure needs it. He would do anything for anybody. That is what People say, like, man, you get so wound up for Melvin. And I've never met him. I don't technically know him other than the show. He's not like a relative or what have you. And I just, because Melvin's heart is so good and pure, and he would help any of us, not just me, but any of us, if we needed help from Melvin. And anyway, it's beautiful. It's beautiful that this community can come together. You know, I almost feel like I'm Oprah or something like that. Start making calls. I'm like, hey, let's put this together. This guy really needs help. But it's great. I mean, it's really great to be able to do something good for someone. God, that's a great feeling, isn't it? Not to have excuses, or because, you know, this is the thing. I've got to be quick here because the next show's coming up. This is the thing that always got me for years on the show, and you guys know I've been doing this show like over 9 years, is that it always got me when people would come to the show, like Melvin and others, and they would have issues like this, you know, electricity go out. I remember once we helped another lady who's a big part of this show. I'm not going to say a name, but help get her electricity to stay on. And anyway, the thing is that people have these issues. I know we can't help everybody, but the thing is that we say, well, we'll say prayers for you, which that is great. I love prayers. But a lot of times, though, you know, prayers, the electric company and mortgage company and things like that, don't take, you know, blessings and things like that for payment. It's you know, so we got to come up with ways of helping them. We can do more. That's been my point of this. We can do more. Anyway, I got to wrap as Angel Cusick's coming up. So thank you for listening. Thank you for all your love and support. And thanks, Bonnie, for all your help all week long. I do appreciate you very much. Thank you, everybody, and good night.